gain from you forever with the blessed to retain. And hereafter in your glory evermore with you to
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God,
We confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone,
we have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, Have mercy on us.
Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O taste and see that the Lord is good.
Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
O fear the Lord, you his saints.
For those who fear him have no lack.
The young lions suffer want and hunger.
But those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
Come, O children, listen to me.
I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
What man is there who desires life
and loves many days, that he may see good?
Keep your tongue from evil
and your lips from speaking deceit.
Turn away from evil and do good.
Seek peace and pursue it.
The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous,
and his ears toward their cry.
The face of the Lord is against those who do evil,
to cut off the memory of them from the earth.
When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears
and delivers them out of all their troubles.
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted
and saves the crushed in spirit.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous,
but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
He keeps all his bones.
Not one of them is broken.
Affliction will slay the wicked,
and those who hate the righteous will be condemned.
The Lord redeems the life of his servants.
None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, because without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 10, starting at verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth and all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers and chose their offspring after them, you above all peoples, as you are this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and hold fast to him. And by his name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and terrifying things that your eyes have seen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia verse.
Alleluia.
Hallelujah. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? They said to him, the son of David. He said to them, how is it then that David, in the Spirit, calls him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated.
Built on the church, the church shall stand, even when steeples are falling. Rumbled have spires in every land, bells still are chiming and calling, calling the young and old to rest. But above all the souls distressed, longing for rest everlasting. Surely in temples made with hands, God the Most High is not dwelling. High above earth his temple stands, all earthly temples excelling. Yet he who dwells in heaven above chooses to live with us in love, making our bodies his temple. We are God's house of living stones, built for his own habitation. He through baptismal grace us owns, heirs of his wondrous salvation. Were we but to his name to tell, yet he would deign with us to dwell, with all his grace and his favor. Here stands the fount before our eyes, telling how God has received us. The altar recalls Christ.
my sacrifice, and what his supper here gives us. Here sound the scriptures that proclaim Christ yesterday, today the same, and evermore our Redeemer. Grant then, O God, your will be done, that when the church bells are ringing, many in saving faith may come, where Christ his message is bringing. I know my own know me. You not the world my face shall see. My peace I leave with you. Amen.
The sermon is based on our reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I reread verses 2 and 3. To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. To the church of God. The church of God that he wrote to, they happened to be Christians in the city of Corinth. But he didn't call them the Corinthian church. He called them the church of God. Everything that I'll mention in the sermon really fits under that. What does it mean if people are the church of God? This church is not people who decided that they would come together because it's the church of God. He decided they would come together. There was a famous theologian, not an Orthodox biblical theologian, but a very famous theologian in the 1800s. With the last name Schleiermacher. And Schleiermacher started out a lot of his whole understanding of theology with the church. And he defined the church as a voluntary association of people, of like-minded people. A voluntary association of like-minded people. And that's how he began his understanding of theology. Not, as Paul says, the church of God. God has brought this church together, Paul tells them. And this is formed by the will of God. You can also say the call of God. This is the will of God that these people in this place gather together in the name of God. He's doing it. They happen to be in Corinth. Those people, at that time, he gathers together. He calls them in faith. He gathers them together. And that local church in Corinth, we know for a fact, was full of many sinners and full of wrong teachings and wrong practices and all kinds of problems. We know that for a fact because it's right there in the letter to the Corinthians. They had problems with their sexual behavior. They had problems of dividing up into different cliques, into different groups that were against one another. They had misunderstandings about the Holy Spirit. They brought in all kinds of gifts for the Spirit so to make themselves better than each other, not to serve each other, but to make themselves better than one another. They didn't understand what love is. They didn't understand the order of worship. They didn't understand the Lord's Supper. So many problems they had. And yet, at the beginning of the letter, they are the church of God, because He has made them and brought them together. They are not perfect, but they belong to God. And that's how he starts his whole letter to them. I'm writing this, Paul, along with fellow servant Sosthenes, to the church of God. And he says in those opening words, "You who are sanctified in Christ Jesus." This is profound. It makes a difference in everything else that he writes. Sanctified means to make holy, to purify, to be holy. And he says, you're sanctified in Christ Jesus. You're not sanctified by your own works. You're sanctified by the works of Jesus. They have faith in Jesus' work, not their own. That's how God gathers his people. He sent his son. He brings faith to those people. They want to gather together to learn more about his son, to pray to his son, to know that his son has washed them of their sins. He gathers them together. It is despite the problems that they may have, despite the wrong understandings, despite the wrong things that they're doing, they have been gathered by God in the name of Jesus Christ and sanctified in Him. To be sanctified in Christ Jesus means that they can stand holy before God. And at the beginning of most of our services, we have this confession of sins and holy absolution, the forgiveness of sins. What are we doing there? We're doing there, it says, look, I've come into church, maybe our hands, but our souls are dirty. They need to be washed. I've sinned. And faith in that announcement of God's grace, that absolution, that forgiveness, is washing away our sins. We stand before God. And we can remember that every day, even as I suggested, when you wash your hands, when you bathe, you remember, I am washed by Christ. My sins are gone. He tells the church, the Christians in Corinth, they are holy before God, sanctified in Christ Jesus. And he repeats that thought, and he says, this is what you're called to be. This is what your life is about. He says, called to be saints, called to be holy ones. And as, when we say saint, it really has the understanding of the Holy One, that Holy One. So we say of departed Christians who died in the faith, Carolyn, Saint Carolyn. She is with God. totally purified of her sins. And yet, even here, while we live on earth, we are washed daily in Christ's forgiveness. We can stand before God. And he mentions that we have a oneness with those who also call on our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the blessings and gifts, and maybe sometime others at Zion will be able to experience this, but one of the blessings and gifts when you go to a faraway congregations, like in Africa, and they have the exact same confession, exact same understanding of baptism and the Lord's Supper and the Trinity, and everything's the same, and you are amazed because they're so different and their mother tongue is so different, you could never understand them if they didn't speak English. And yet, you know, in the same confession of Jesus Christ, you are one. It is an amazing thing. And maybe you've experienced that in many ways in the U.S. or in your trips and other things. But one with them. Which all the more says it's not dependent on the culture or the person or the race. It's dependent on Jesus Christ. He's the one that gives holiness and good works. And he distributes it to all who would believe in him. After telling them who they are in Christ Jesus, affirming that they are the church of God and that they are sanctified in Christ Jesus and that there are others also sanctified in Christ Jesus and they are the holy ones together with all who would believe and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, he continues and says, grace and peace to you from God. That, as Christians we know, is what we need in life above anything else. More than our daily food, more than even water, we need God's grace and peace. We need his blessing, for he is the one in control of the food. He is the one in control of the water. We need his grace, his loving kindness, his undeserved love. Those are all ways we understand grace, undeserved love, loving kindness, mercy. We need that above all else. We need his gifts and his kindness towards us. And we need his peace. We need to be at peace with God. So that no matter what is going on, I have peace with God. Didn't Carolyn give us a great witness by what she said to me? Pastor, I can't be in church. It's where she wanted to be. She knew peace. She had peace with God. She was a testimony to me and to anyone who would hear that. She was at peace. I can't be in church. She wanted to be, but I can't be. Peace. In the situation she was in, she had peace with God. And that's what we need. We need his grace and his peace. We who are called and holy before him, sanctified by Christ. And then, as Paul's letter goes on to the Corinthians, he teaches them more. This, you're doing well, this should change. But despite all that, you are the holy ones of God. You have his grace, you have his peace. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for making us your holy ones, not because of anything we've done, but because of your Son, Jesus Christ. By your power, you bring us together and create your church. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that you would keep us in your church, that you would bring more to your church. You would enable us to speak to others about the grace and peace that we have in Christ Jesus. Reassure us and keep us each day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue by confessing our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
You may be seated as we sing the hymn that while our offering that we sing while our offering is brought forwards.
Oh, that the Lord would guide my ways to keep his statutes still. Oh, that my God would grant me grace to know and do his will. Order my footsteps by thy word, and make my heart sincere. Let sin have no dominion, Lord, but keep my conscience clear. Assist my soul to apt to stray, a stricter watch to keep. And should I e'er forget thy way, restore thy wandering sheep. Make me to walk in thy commands, 'tis a delightful road, nor let my head or heart or hands offend against my God.
We stand as we bring prayers before our Lord God. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving for Jesus Christ, David's Son and Lord, on whose love hangs all the law and the prophets, and in whose discipline we also make our beginning in love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, that her preachers may be proven faithful, and that all Christians would be glad to enter into the house of the Lord, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our congregation, that young and old may be enriched with a testimony about Christ, grow in every spiritual gift, and endure in Christ's fellowship until the day of his revealing, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the fatherless, for widows, for sojourners and refugees, and for all who suffer instability, that they may find a solid rock in Christ Jesus and a family in the communion of the Holy Christian Church, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for our republic with its lawmakers and executives, that the common good would be served and that its justice would accord with our God's good order and command, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all workers, that God would encourage and strengthen all our local medical and government health workers during this pandemic, that divine protection and blessing would be on all farming and harvesting activities, and that those needing employment would find it. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the needy, the troubled, the joyful and the expectant, and we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Loretta, Carlin, Shirley, Bill, Jason, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, David, Don, Denny, Ruby, James, Violet, Larry, Kathy, Joe, Deb, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin, and for the family and friends of Carolyn Schweitzer, that they may look confidently to Christ, seated at the Father's right hand, and subjecting every enemy under his feet, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We pray together Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
For he stays close beside you.